of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com. It is down temporarily. It should be up soon, but there is a link on today's radio schedule page to a version of this website that was viable back in July. Still is very, very interesting. Is that I see a couple pictures missing that are very, I think, crucial. But there's a lot of information on it anyway. If you would like to call in and ask a question or make a comment, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. You know, Fritz, one of the things that I've learned from you in the times that you've been on the program, and it's something that I just, you know, I was kind of aware of it, but that there are such a great number of people who die in an occupied area, in a war-torn area, simply because of the lack of transportation for receiving food, because of the crowding, because of the lack of sanitation. And this is true for any warfare, any kind of war, whatever war you're talking about, is that the situation is not conducive to good health. And so people are going to die not from getting shot, but simply because they're in a crowded situation.
Correct? Poland, after Poland's defeat in 1939, was rife for typhus. Typhus is a nasty, nasty disease. It's one of the greatest killers, perhaps the greatest killer except for malaria, historically. It's spread by lice, by body lice. When people are crowded together, like in railroad stations or railroad cars or prison camps, the lice that might be infected on one person can move very quickly to the next person and the next person and so forth. And typhus, in such circumstances, spreads very, very quickly. It's very, very deadly. And only a few people have some immunity to typhus when they've had it as a child, perhaps. And typhus was a major problem in World War II from the very beginning, but especially in the last months of the war. There are charts showing the death rate, for example, in Dachau throughout the war, and the death rate was pretty low until January of 1945, and then suddenly the death rate from typhus and other diseases skyrocketed. You could say literally skyrocketed, and that was what Americans and others saw in Dachau when they were there shortly after the liberation. They saw people who had been prisoners in Dachau. Many of them were very sick, and they looked terrible. But it was not because the Germans had wanted that condition to get that way. It was because of Allied, particularly British and American, bombing and strafing of civilian targets of every sort, including railroad cars transporting people. So that's the medical disaster is a major feature of war, and it's encouraged often by the other side, one side or the other. And in World War II, America and Britain both did what they could to encourage the outbreak of disease in Germany. So they are the real culprits for those horrible scenes in Bergen-Belsen and Dachau and everywhere else. The Germans were trying to prevent those scenes from ever occurring, but the British and Americans were encouraging precisely those things.
Exactly, and that's what most of us remember, and that's how we were introduced to that word, Holocaust. Okay,
right.
we will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Burke, and his website is NaziGassings.com. And my cat Lily was trying to help me, so I was struggling with her. She wanted to be on the desk and help me, and she's not a lot of help. All righty. We do have some callers. Why don't we take, Dee in Canada. Dee, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. How are you today?
Good. And you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. I have a couple of things that I wanted to mention, but first of all, I just want to thank you and your guests for having these shows to really awaken all of us, because up until I started listening to you, I was so completely in the dark about this. You know, you hear things here and there, but I associate it with quite a few Jewish people over the years, and it doesn't matter what conversation you're having. You can be talking about a broken refrigerator, and somehow the Holocaust will come into the conversation. I actually, one day I was having a conversation with a gentleman who, and I was talking with him about childhood abuse I had been through, perpetrated from the government onto me. And he said, suck it up, and then started talking about the Holocaust and his grandparents and so on. And so I looked at him and said, suck it up. It's just, I mean, it was beyond me, the lack of empathy that this man had for something that was genuine that I went through, and he expected me to relate to something that he had only ever heard about and never experienced himself.
Wow. Well,
you know. And then, you know, on top of that, there is, I was watching, I have a, one of my daughters is, has a Jewish boyfriend, and she told me to pick up a DVD and watch it. And when I watched this DVD, I was absolutely devastated. I, and to this day, I watched this movie about 5 years ago, and I've had so much problem getting it out of my mind. I don't know if you've heard of it, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
I've heard of it, yes.
It is devastating to watch this movie, literally. And so this is where your show and your knowledge and your information is really going to help people, because finally I'm able to sort of put this to rest in a sense now, that, you know, little children and everything were, you know, moved into these gas chambers by the hundreds or thousands and literally gassed to death. And that's what this movie is about. But if you pick it up and watch this movie, if you're a person like myself who's innocent, who doesn't understand, who doesn't hasn't done the research and so on, you would be literally devastated by this movie. It will cause you nightmares.
That is its intention. It came out of Jewish Hollywood.
Yes, exactly. And it's just, you know, I really, all in all, I'm just so grateful that you have your show, that these issues are being brought to the forefront, and that the public is now beginning to, you know, open up, become aware, and have a place where they can actually seek this knowledge outside of the mainstream libraries and so on, where books are being, right now, even in Canada, books are being pulled off the shelves quietly, so that we can't access the truth.
Wow. Okay, Fritz, your comments to what Dee has said.
Well, I don't know what to say exactly, except that the propaganda is intended to have these very powerful effects. It tends to blind the person to any kind of counter-argument. Now, I do have sort of quick answers or quick challenges to these claims. If the Holocaust is true, how or why are there so many survivors? Okay.
Well,
why would there be
one of my curiosities is
why would there be any survivors, you know, of these concentration camps? Why would the Germans have kept Anne Frank alive as long as they did into March of 1945 rather than have killed her in Auschwitz, okay, where she was also for several months? You have to have kind of quickie answers to these people. How did Elie Wiesel survive? Did he hold his breath when he was in a gas chamber? Of course not. He was never in any gas chamber. They never put him into a gas chamber. And the same thing for all of these so-called Holocaust survivors. They survived because the Nazis kept them alive. The Nazis never tried to kill them in the first place. If the Nazis had ever tried to kill Elie Wiesel, they certainly would have been able to do it. Now, the hoax involves kind of getting around all these little problems. These so-called survivors were somehow very resistant to the German efforts to kill them, somehow because of their religious devotions or helping each other and all kinds of little clever strategies. They resisted somehow and avoided the German attempts to kill them. It's all rubbish. If the Germans had wanted to kill them, if the Americans had wanted to kill them, holding them in custody, let's say, in any place unimaginable, they would have been able to kill them. They would have killed them, okay? It's that simple. But the Germans clearly did not even try to kill these people. That's the plain, simple reality. In fact, the Germans went to extraordinary efforts to keep them alive. They gave them food. Okay? How does a survivor survive Auschwitz unless he's been given food and water and medical attention and shelter? You know, you can kill people by just keeping them outside in the cold.
Which is what Eisenhower did.
Which is what Eisenhower did and others have done. You just leave them out in the cold. If you want to kill them, you don't even have to shoot them. You don't have to put them in a gas chamber. You just neglect the basic necessities of life, like food, like water, medical attention, clothing. Just strip them naked and hold them outside for 3 hours and they'll be dead.
And why would they give them all a number if they were going to put them all in a gas chamber?
Right. It's totally insane, but, you know, with enough propaganda from Hollywood and from the U.S. government and from the British government, you know, you can get people to believe the most fantastic nonsense imaginable. And that's what the Holocaust story really is. Today, the case against the Holocaust story that revisionists have put together is overwhelming. There's absolutely no reason in the world to believe there was any kind of an extermination program of Jews or Gypsies or anybody else on the part of the Germans. It just cannot be defended seriously. And the so-called scholars, the historians, even people like David Irving, who still sort of play around with this as if it there's some smidgen at least of truth to it, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. They are a disgrace. They should hang their heads in shame, if not something much worse. The real monsters in World War II were the Americans and the British, but the Americans especially. The United States of America murdered as many people as it could by deliberately roasting them to death with napalm and other kinds of incendiary devices. So we're looking at evil here when we look at the Holocaust story, but the real evil is in the minds and in the hearts of the people who spread this obscene hoax every day to little children, to adults, and in every possible way they can.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot of really good information, considering you didn't have much to say, Fritz.
Well, there's a lot more, but we only have 2 hours.
You're great. You really are.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, and the other thing that I question, too, is that why would, even if there were an actual Jewish Holocaust, why would it take precedence over all the other Holocausts that have occurred in the world, because there have been so many and they're ongoing? And if you look at Palestine, that is a real Holocaust. Okay. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that is a real and true Holocaust of the 20th century, 21st century times. And no one can, anyone with eyes and ears who can see and hear and understand, it is impossible to deny what's going on there. Anyway, I'm going to get off the phone and let you guys continue with your call. I'm so grateful and thankful that you're here today and that you're opening all of us up to this. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Dee.
Okay, bye.
One quick response I make to Jews who push this propaganda is I ask them, do you think the treatment of Jews in Nazi Germany was worse than the treatment of blacks in the United States during the 1930s? And, that somehow doesn't matter for them. Jews in Nazi Germany, were making lots and lots of money. They were well off. They were very, very prosperous. And the British newspaper Time reported that in, I think it was 1938, Jews owned about a third of all German real estate. They were very well off in Nazi Germany, even 6 years after Hitler came to power. That was very, very different from what blacks in America, millions of them, had to endure in the South and even in the North, in America generally. We had a kind of de facto slavery, a very harsh de facto slavery, until well into the 1960s. That was horrible. That was something to be ashamed of. But the treatment of Jews in Germany, certainly before 1939, was very, very good. They were making money. They had no desire to leave.
Exactly. All righty, we do have to take a quick break. We will be right back in 3 minutes and take some more calls.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Friedrich Paul Berk, and his website is NaziGassings.com. And we'll take calls at 800-313-9443. And I believe Barry from California is on the line. So let's hear what Barry has to say.
Good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Paul. Paul and Deanna, what really amazes me is all the Patriot groups and Patriot Radio. They know that the government's been lying to us. Even some of them know about the Civil War, about Lincoln changing the government. But when it comes to World War II and the so-called Holocaust, they believe in that. And I believe that is the one thing that they have pinned on us to keep us from moving on. If this was really believed, like Paul and you have been telling us, I think the movement would really move tremendously. But this is the one thing that they have us going back and forth.
Okay, your comment, Fritz.
Well, that's a very good question. You can say all kinds of harsh things about almost anything in America, but you can't publicly criticize the Holocaust hoax. You can criticize George Washington. There are some very critical things in the press, in published books now about George Washington, for example, who was really the saint of America for a long time. I wrote an essay just recently, which I suggest you look or on the internet. It's on the CODO discussion forum. I'm rather proud of it. I don't know if it's as well written as it should be, but I think it provides an answer. to your question and to the question before us. Why is the Holocaust treated differently? And I think I have the answer. And I think the answer is that what America did during World War II was absolutely horrendous. The worst war criminals in all of human history were the Americans. The United States of America deliberately murdered ordinary civilians, women, children, babies included, by deliberately roasting them to death with massive incendiary air attacks and firestorms, including with napalm and nuclear weapons. Now, my essay title, which you might want to take note of, is called Holocaust Bigotry is the Other Side of American or Anglo-American Guilt. I think Americans have good reason to feel enormously ashamed of themselves, to feel very, very guilty. And we see some of that same thing happening today with Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who sometimes kill themselves because of guilt feelings. I feel sorry for those guys because more than likely they were small fry in the big picture there in Iraq or Afghanistan and were almost, one might say, innocent victims of American propaganda. But they did terrible things. But during World War II, what America did was far, far worse. Just imagine murdering 100,000 Japanese civilians overnight, as America did in its attack on Tokyo on March 10th of 1945. It's horrendous. Murdering people by shooting them is bad enough, but to deliberately roast people to death with napalm strikes me as unimaginably horrendous and absolutely unforgivable. And yet that's what America was doing at every opportunity in its war against Japan and Germany. Britain had been doing that much earlier and deliberately, and it was they who initiated the war on German civilians, not the other way around. So I think there are many Americans who inside know what really happened in World War II and know just how horrendous Americans behaved during the war. And for those people, if they have a conscience at all, they need the Holocaust to rationalize their own crimes. If they can convince themselves that, yeah, sure, we did terrible things, but the Nazis were worse, then it's okay somehow. Then they can live with themselves, you see. And that's why I'm afraid the Holocaust hoax is part, an essential part of the American psyche. They can't get away from it. They need it. They have to believe that the Nazis really were that bad in order to excuse themselves somehow and even to be able to live with themselves. If they have consciences, if they are good Christians, let's say, or good religious people of any sort, and they think about what they actually did, I don't think they can retain their sanity.
Yeah, how many of them know what Eisenhower did with his camps? I didn't learn that in school.
I know.
If they knew that, then they would have to start questioning about the Holocaust.
Well, that's right. Now, today, with the Internet, we can learn about these things. And that is a revolution of sorts. And it will change everything, I think, for all of us, for the better. But it'll be a painful process.
All righty. We do have to take a break.
Holocaust Bigotry is the Other Side of Anglo-American Guilt.
Right. I will link that on the radio schedule page. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Friedrich Paul Berg. His website is NaziGassings.com, and your article looks fabulous, and it's called Holocaust Bigotry is the Other Side of Anglo-American Guilt?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, I will link that. Looks fabulous. I think we still have Barry on the line. Barry, did you want to make a concluding remark?
Yeah, and it took years and years of people being brainwashed about the Holocaust and not knowing about Eisenhower and not knowing the truth. It's going to take even longer to, you know, to bring the truth to them and help them to see it. And if people would just, you know, have an open mind, it's just, that's the big thing.
Well, I kind of think with the internet, as Fritz said, I think with the internet that is happening. I think there are more and more people who are really very skeptical about this whole Holocaust account. I mean, if you look at it critically and do a little bit of thinking about it, critical thinking, a little bit of reading, and there, you know, the other thing too that has helped was the Ernst Zundel trial and the results of that trial. I mean, that's really the only place that has legitimately evaluated the whole thing and has had witnesses where there was actually a debate. But of course it didn't establish anything. It just, you know, but it did present some facts that are there for people to look at.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and great show, and hopefully we're able to wake up a lot of people. And
well, thank you, Barry,
for your work.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Barry. Alrighty, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. It's very enlightening, and I think what people in North America and around the world need is a good measure of revisionism. Take a good heart, second and third look at the history the way it has been presented to us. And we got a saying in German, offense is the best defense. And this is basically what we have been dealing with. The biggest offenders, they go on the offense and point at the others. You know, most of the ones that have been the victims or have been pushed into circumstances, while the biggest offenders, the biggest murderers, the biggest mass murderers, you know, they want to blame others for it. And you did mention there this afternoon about what happened there in Eastern Europe in the Soviet Union. Germany was basically in an impossible situation. It was just about to get run over like Finland, the Estonian countries and part of Eastern Europe. It just about was to be run over by the communists and by the Bolsheviks, you know, by Stalin's, by his army. You know, they were talking about world revolution, you know.
I don't know if you, can I respond,
Werner? Please.
I enjoy hearing from you, Werner. Hitler saved the world, as far as I'm concerned, because without Hitler, the communists would have taken over all of Europe, and I think the United States in short order as well. Hitler prevented the communist takeover of the world. Even though Germany lost the war and paid enormously for its sacrifice, Hitler's invasion of the Soviet Union on June 22nd made the difference. It imposed such a bloody nose on the communist forces that the Western nations, including the United States especially, and Britain, had a few years to come to their senses and eventually turn against communism as well. But prior to that, the United States and Britain supported communism. That is the insanity of the 20th century. The United States was the biggest prop for Stalin's war against Germany. And Americans don't even know that. Americans somehow know next to nothing about what was really going on. Hitler was the man who made the difference. There are many other things one can say about Hitler. For me, Adolf Hitler was the greatest man who ever lived, and we should all be enormously thankful to him for what he did. He pulled off, for example, the greatest economic miracle and recovery in the face of disaster of anyone in all of human history. Germany was facing economic ruin and was enduring economic ruin just before Hitler came to power. The unemployment rate in Germany in 1932, at the end of 1932, was more than 30%. By 1938, Hitler reduced the unemployment rate to only 2%. And he didn't do it with very much military spending, as the United States still tries to do. He did it by bringing about revolutionary changes that should still be imitated by countries like the United States today. But they can't do that. They can't admit that anything about Adolf Hitler was good or that he was anything but evil. Hitler was the great man in so many respects. And, as I said already, he saved the whole world from a total communist victory. What happened after World War II was horrible enough because we still had communism, and it spread to Asia and took over all of China, and it may eventually take over the whole world again, or try to take over the whole world again. We don't know, but at least the West had time to come to its senses.
Communism was just only a vessel for the big power brokers behind the scene. They were using the idea of communism. But at the same time, you said about Hitler. Look, I had the chance to listen to original archives and of speeches and so, and documentaries in German before anybody else could put their own twist on it. And I have to admit, you know, I don't think there's a politician around nowadays who can stand up to the potential and to the qualities and the ideas he pursued. But at the same time, it shall not be forgotten, it became a dictatorship under desperate circumstances. And a lot of bad things were happening, too.
Well, that can be said all the time about every society. The British Empire was a racist fiasco on a huge, huge scale. The United States had rampant racism. Germany had problems, but Hitler brought about a social revolution. The upper classes were reduced to being no better than the lower classes in Nazi Germany. That was a fantastic revolution. For that alone, he deserves enormous credit. And, you know, before Hitler came to power, Germany was a class-ridden society, very much like Britain is probably still today, with, you know, your future being determined by the kind of public school you went to or the kind of family background. Germany was ridden with class divisions, and that ended almost overnight when Hitler came to power. That was a fantastic achievement. But he had made enemies in the sort of aristocratic classes in Germany, and this division, this hatred that lingered, ultimately, I think, brought Germany to defeat as much as anything else. Anyway, Hitler is a man to be admired as much as anyone who ever lived, in my opinion, even more so.
All right.
And, you know, you mentioned about the class system. I remember there the men that were in the military, they said, officially in the German military, the cooking, the meals, they were equal. The same meals for the generals as they were for the common soldiers.
At the SS, but not in the Wehrmacht.
Yeah, but in the so-called communist, you know, the Soviet army, they had three different types of meals, you know, for the common soldier, for the officers, and for the generals.
Right.
And that was supposed to be the classless society.
You have the same thing in America today. In the American military, the officers go into the officers' clubs and have a good time there, and the ordinary soldiers, they live very differently. That's in the American army to this very day.
But as I say, you know, I'm very thankful, you know, for you coming on there, and everybody contributes some more light into all this darkness that has been spread and into this misinformation for such a long time.
Well, thank you so much, Werner, for calling into the program.
You're welcome.
All right.
Let me say one thing, if I may. Are you? You have another caller waiting?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Go ahead.
Go to the other caller.
Okay. Let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna and Frederick. A comment and a question. Comment is historian Eustace Mullins said that it was actually safer to be in a German concentration camp than be in a German city at the end of the war with the Allied carpet bombing. I thought that quite ironic. The question I had for Frederick was I had heard that some of the pictures of the purported dead from the gassings at the concentration camps were actually dead trucked in from cities such as Dresden. Can he comment on that? Or?
Well, I can tell you for a fact there are no pictures that any scholar takes seriously at all of people who were supposedly killed in gas chambers. There's not one. And the people who present various pictures from World War II and in connection with the Holocaust or in any of the war-related books, They never, never show a picture of anyone who was supposedly killed in a gas chamber. They know that perfectly well. And the captions reveal that. They never will say, oh, this is a picture of someone who was killed in a gas chamber. There are no pictures that anyone can seriously claim is a picture of even one person who was killed in a gas chamber. There are no autopsies, for example, of bodies found anywhere in German-occupied territory that show, yes, this person died from cyanide or carbon monoxide or any other kind of poison or poison gas. There's none of that. Now, people are brainwashed into thinking there is overwhelming evidence for these claims. It's just another big lie in connection with the Holocaust hoax.
Would we be able to recognize dead from the color of the body? Would it have to be a color photograph? Or?
Well, color photographs would reveal very quickly if the person might have been killed with poison gas, because cyanide and carbon monoxide cause the corpse to turn bright red. Both of these gases cause a very intense discoloration of the corpse already before death has actually occurred. That's a standard phenomenon, and you can see actual pictures of people who died from carbon monoxide poisoning or cyanide on my website in color. And they clearly show this brilliant bright red or cherry red coloring that's unmistakable. Now, black and white photographs wouldn't show that, but observers would have been able to say, oh, yeah, this was a corpse we found, and it looked bright cherry or reddish or something like that. There are no so-called eyewitness accounts anywhere for any German concentration camps of people having seen red corpses. Okay? And it stood out like a searchlight.
And it was a Dr. Charles Larson,
right,
that was commissioned by the Attorney General's office to do autopsies on,
yes,
on the dead in the concentration camps in Germany, but the USSR would not allow him to go into Poland and do the same thing, the autopsies.
It wouldn't allow anyone from the American military to go into Poland during that time. The prosecutors at the Belzin trial spent a lot of time talking about the atrocities supposedly committed at Auschwitz, but they were never able to actually go to Auschwitz to look for themselves at what supposedly might have been going on there. So this is another major problem for the Holocaust case, the Holocaust arguments.
Thank you, Deanna, for the fine guest.
Well, thank you so much, Wes. I appreciate your calling into the program.
Let's go on.
Thank you. Fritz, that's one of the pictures that is missing on this Wayback Machine version of your website.
Well, I'll do what I can to put the website up as quickly as I can. I don't know why my access provider hasn't done his job yet, but
yeah, that's the one picture that's missing.
Anyway, we're almost at the end of our time. I really enjoy your show, and I'm enormously thankful to you. I hope you can have me on more often.
Oh, it's down at the bottom. I'm sorry, I was scrolling. I really like having you on the program, Fritz. I think that your information, your website, the photos, all of the evidence that you have on this website is just absolutely overwhelming. And I think that people need to visit your website and they need to read all of these things, look at the photos. It's great. Absolutely great. And you just have a lot of good common sense, and I really appreciate that. We do have another caller. Go ahead, finish your remarks. We'll take them after.
Go ahead. Let's get the caller.
All righty. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna, and hello, Mr. Berg. Mr. Berg, thanks a lot for everything you're doing with regard to the Jewish Hall of Fraud. I go to your site quite often and recommend it to others. I can't say I've been that successful in getting other people to look at it, but I'll keep trying. One question I had... maybe you could steer me in the direction. I recall reading it was an article of some type, and I'm not sure if it was on your website or possibly, maybe it was one on Carlos Porter or someone else's site, but it described the incident of a forensic pathologist who was sent by the U.S. Army to go to Germany and start doing forensic analyses of the bodies of people who had been killed, trying to prove that there would be evidence of Zyklon B gas asphyxiation. Anyway, and he was okay. So disgusted. Okay,
gentlemen, we do have to cut for a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. John, hang over the break, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Thanks.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Friedrich Paul Berg, and his website is nazigassings.com. And I just read an offer at the bottom of your fine article that a gentleman offered you some assistance there regarding, another place to host your site.
Yes, and I'm looking into that. But let me respond to the caller, please.
Yes.
The author and the forensic pathologist is Charles P. Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N. I can't recall the title of his book, but you can buy it on Amazon.com used for about $5, probably less, and I recommend it highly.
That's a good price.
Pardon me?
That's a good price, yeah.
Yeah, buy two copies or more. Nobody's interested in this book, but he shows pictures of himself in Germany, and he explains that he performed about 1,000 autopsies on dead bodies in places like Dachau, but not just Dachau, some of the other camps as well. And he was looking specifically for evidence of poison gas or poison of any sort. Various organs, internal organs, were sent to a laboratory in Paris to try to see if there was any such evidence. He couldn't find it, and he admitted that even though he himself was convinced the Germans had been gassing people to death, he had to admit that he could not find any forensic evidence for those claims. So he's an interesting person, and I tried to get his military records as well from the archives in Washington. I got nowhere. There must be some autopsy reports on file somewhere, but I haven't found them yet. Maybe someone else will. But it's an interesting case, and it shows how desperate they were to try to find some evidence. The U.S. War Crimes Branch commissioned Larson, who was, a colonel in the Army at that time on the medical staff. So he was under orders to perform these autopsies and come up with some real hard evidence, but he couldn't find a damn thing. And neither could anyone else, not for Bergen-Belsen, not for Mauthausen, not for any of the camps. And as far as the camps in the east, they couldn't find anything either. But this certainly would have been the kind of evidence what one would have expected from a serious trial, or for a serious trial.
Right. Now, Mr. Berg, do you recall, did you mention that in some article on your site?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's on my website, and there are pictures of Larson and with his claim.
And of course, now, you don't think that he was the only forensic pathologist that was sent over?
Well, there was another one. There was actually a German doctor who was working with him. But there must have been others as well.
Yeah.
At Bergen-Belsen, there were some medical doctors who, I can only guess, must have been looking at bodies to see what the cause of death was. There's nothing solid beyond Charles P. Larson.
Well, thanks a lot for your help, Mr. Berg. I thought I was asking the right guy. Thanks a lot, Deanna.
Thank you,
John. Okay. Appreciate your call very much. All righty, we have run out of time, Fritz, and I so appreciate your research, your website. I hope that it gets back up, and I hope that you will join me again.
Okay, anytime.
All righty, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.